Good morning. I have been asked to speak a little bit about silence. And this talk is going to be called The Non-Power of Silence. We are told again and again that no matter what problem we are facing, no matter what situation we are confronted with, the answer is to rest back in the silence. The answer is to attain the silence. But this does us no good if we do not know what the silence is or how to attain it. We are told that in our meditations, through the process of contemplation, we reach the place where thoughts are no more, and that there is where we will find the silence. But what is the silence? And what is meant by the non-power of silence? Let us see if we can't remember some of the clues that we have been given. We'll just take a look at a few of them. I come at a moment ye think not. Now this I refers to the silence. I come as a thief in the night. Be still. In the stillness, know that I am God. Be still, and in the stillness, know that I am, that I am presence. Be still, and in the stillness, know the silence. Take no thought. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Stand ye still and see the salvation of God. What is silence? What is this silence? And how is it attained? Let me read to you something that came through on this subject a couple of years ago as I was driving along. Suddenly the silence hit me and I had to pull over and write what came to me. What is silence? Is silence an absence of sound? No, for I have felt the silence while walking on a noisy, crowded street. Is silence an absence of thought? No, for silence has come upon me in the middle of a movie theater, even while focused on the action of the movie. Well, then what is silence? Listen. On a warm and lazy day, while lying in the grass and looking up at the sky, clouds come and then move out of sight. Yet the sky remains. An airplane appears and then it is gone. A bird flies by and still, behind it all, the sky remains. Turning our gaze inward, a thought comes and then disappears. A feeling floats by and then it is gone. Yet behind all this, the silence remains. My child, you have learned to still your thoughts in order to become aware of the silence within. Yet I would not have you cling to the practice which led you to your inner silence, but rather rest in the inner silence to which you were led. It is silence from which you sprung forth, and silence to which you shall return. But in truth, you have always existed as the silence. A lifetime appears and then passes away, and another, yet silence is undisturbed. Infinite, eternal, the silence of your being, even now, beckons you home. It is the silence of your being that is the real hidden manna. And now know this. I have given you a white stone upon which is written a new name. Silence is that name. And no one knows saving him that receiveth it. Your real name is silence. You are the silence from which all life flows. You are the infinite silence itself. At all times and all places that appear to you, learn to rest back in the silence of your being. Commune with that silence. Feel that silence. Know that only the silence is real. We call this the non-power of silence. Not by might, not by physical might, nor by power, not by mental power, but by silence. The only demonstration you ever need to make is this silence. And let us see if we cannot discover together this morning what silence really is. As we said, silence is not an absence of sound. You may rest in the silence in the middle of a crowded room. And so, an absence of sound is not silence. An absence of thought is not silence. You may be working diligently on a financial problem. Perhaps you are balancing your checkbook or calculating your taxes, and silence may steal upon you. So, an absence of thoughts is not silence. If an absence of sound is not silence, and an absence of thought is not silence, what is this silence, which is so very, very important? It is in the silence that God happens. God functions in the silence. So what is it? Not by might, nor by power, but by silence are ye saved. In our contemplation, when we are looking at Scripture, looking at truth, thinking about it, we are focusing our attention on the truth. Momentarily, perhaps, we may have forgotten whatever problem we are confronted with. And when we reach the end of our contemplation, we rest back, and it is there, at that moment, that silence descends upon us. And again, there may still be thoughts, but they do not affect the silence. The silence affects them. There may still be sounds around us, but they do not affect the silence. The silence affects them. Hear this clearly. Know this fully. Because this is what the silence is. When you reach the Sabbath, that inner state of rest, you have ceased from all struggle. You have ceased from all power, whether physical power or mental power. You are at rest. And when all power ceases, silence announces itself. Silence takes over. Silence reveals itself. And so the key is no power of any kind. That is why you can be driving your car down a busy boulevard and silence can come upon you. Because in that moment within your inner being, you have ceased to struggle. You are exercising no power. In his book, The Thunder of Silence, Joel tried very, very hard, very diligently to reveal the secret of no power, which is the secret of silence. And he said that for years to come, people would not quite understand that book. And it has been approximately 43 years, and still people are not understanding that book. But it is a comprehensive book about non-power and the secret of non-power. It is our natural inclination to fight and struggle with whatever problems we have. And even when we discover that we cannot meet a problem on the level of the problem. And even when we begin to discern that the answer won't come in a human way and on a human plane, then we continue to turn within and try to use God power. We feel that if we can just say the right prayer, that our problems will be met. We feel that if we could know the right truth, our problem will dissolve. So we look in the books and we search frantically for the truth that we are to know. And maybe we find one that worked for someone else. And we repeat that truth over and over in our minds. It was not the truth that met that person's problem. It was the silence to which that truth led. For that person, on that day, in that place, that truth allowed them to relax and rest from all power, from any attempts to do anything. And in that surrender, in that silence, God revealed itself, and of course the problem disappeared. Therefore, we cannot expect to use a truth over a problem. And somehow we need to learn to not bring the problem into our meditation with us. Because if the mind is struggling with the problem, then this rest cannot come over us. This silence cannot happen. It's just like the man who went to an enlightened master and asked him how he could know about God. And the master said, "Oh, it's simple, really. Just go home and get quiet and don't think about monkeys." Well, the man said, "I can do that. That's easy." And he went home. And he got quiet, and he thought to himself, "Now I'm just not going to think about any monkeys." In fact, he was not going to think of the hundreds of monkeys he had. And here we go. There was monkeys in his bedroom, there was monkeys in his living room, there was monkeys in his mind, monkeys everywhere. There was no place where monkeys did not exist. And he found how difficult it was once the mind got a hold of something. And that's what we're talking about. The monkeys, the problems that we're dealing with, the problems that we are confronted with, when we bring them into our meditation, we cannot reach the silence. Now, the non-power of silence is what we're talking about. In every human approach, we are taught to use power. And it is deeply ingrained. We are taught from our earliest years about how mankind, with their ingenuity, conquered the lands, how they conquered the wilderness, how they built up great cathedrals and monuments. We applaud anyone who, through sheer will and determination, overcomes a personal setback. Almost everywhere we turn, we are taught that the way of this world is power. We have examples of one nation conquering another. We have examples of the stronger person dominating the weaker person. And if that weaker person turns around and becomes strong within themselves and overthrows the mighty, well, we applaud that in this world. We take and we use a medicine that is stronger than the bacteria that we are fighting. And there is a cure, and we celebrate that. Everywhere in this world is the use of power. And it is our natural inclination to think of monkeys, that is, to think of power. And when we go into our meditations, we also want to use power. But this is the one area in all that is where power will not work. This is the one area where we need to discover the non-power of silence. When we sit down to have our meditation and these problems come to mind, we are not to struggle with the problems. We are not to try to throw them out. We are not to try to grab a hold of the mind and make it be quiet. Because remember, an absence of thought is not the silence. The silence is an absence of power of any kind. The silence is an absence of power. And that is what Joel tried so hard to get across in that book, The Thunder of Silence. God, we say, is all power. And there again comes a misinterpretation. When we conceive of all power, we conceive of a power that overcomes all lesser powers. It is our conditioning in this world. But that is not what God, as all power, is. God is one, one presence, one being, one life. And God is the only presence, the only being, the only life. So what would that power be a power over? In order for God power to be a power over something else, there would have to be two powers. There would have to be two beings and two presences. But there is only one. And so there must be another way to see omnipotence, all power. In our meditation, when we give up the struggle to change anything out here in the world of pictures that we see, or in here in the world of thoughts. When we give up any attempt at struggling to change things, then we are approaching the non-power of silence. So let us look at this in this manner. You can pick whatever problem is confronting you. Here is a picture of a material problem. And I am learning that I do not have to exercise physical power to change that. So I can stop struggling physically. And I am going to try to attain this silence, because I sense that there's an answer here. And so I close my eyes and I relax and rest back as much as I can. And here comes the thought about that problem. But I am not going to exercise any mental power over that thought. And so for right now, this moment, I am not going to use physical might nor mental power of any kind. Let the heathen rage. What is that to thee? I am going to rest back as if in a day of Sabbath. No work today. No physical effort. No mental power. Just rest. And I am going to do what we did when we started this talk. I'm going to look at those scriptures that remind me to rest. There remaineth a rest to the people of God, because no power is required. Put up thy sword, because no power is required. Take no thought now. Your thought is not required. Do not rush in and try to manhandle this problem. Your effort is not required. Well, if no power is required, then what am I to do? Be still now and know with an inner experience that I within you am God. I am all power, but my power I use to reveal myself. In a moment that ye rest from all power, I reveal myself. When I reveal myself, all pictures will dissolve in the light of my presence. All problems disappear. You rest in the silence and receive my grace. No, silence is not an absence of sound, and silence is not even an absence of thought. Silence is an absence of power. Here, in this resting from all struggle, in quietness and confidence, God is alive. Filling itself. Now I will let God. I never could use a truth, because that would be trying to exercise a power. But I can rest and allow truth to use me, spirit to use me, God to reveal itself through me. This is the way of non-power. Resist not. My grace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, not through power or struggle of any kind. My peace I give unto you in this second of non-power in the silence. So now let us rest. Nothing to do, nothing to become, nothing to struggle. We rest in the non-power of His peace. And in this silence, the stone is cut out of the mountain without hands. Without physical hands, without mental hands, in the silence, God forms itself. The whole secret is in the non-power of silence. This is how you receive your inheritance, in the silence of your being. This non-power of the silence can be practiced, can be lived anywhere, anytime, in any situation. Let us practice this non-power of silence more and more as the days go by. Let us remind ourselves that it is not necessary to know any specific truth. It is not necessary to hold any specific thoughts. It is not necessary to go away to a mountain or a seaside village. It is not necessary to go into a temple or a mosque or a church or a holy place. We can turn within in our inner temple and in resting from all power in resting in the non-power of silence of spirit, we can behold as that eye makes all things new. And then that inner place that we stand, that we rest, is the holy place of God. When you sit down now with a problem in hand, remember that you're not going to think your way out of it. Remember that as quickly as you can, you are going to practice the non-power of silence. And anything that helps you remember, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In a moment ye struggle not, I am come. Anything that reminds you to rest, take that. Breathe deeply and rest. Silence is a state of being. And in this state of being, in the non-power of silence, the allness of God flows through. And we see miracles. We see an infinite amount of love. We see His abundance. This silence has come that you might have life and life more abundantly. And not a life of struggle. We come to see that we are not going to make continuous demonstration after demonstration after demonstration. We are going to attain the silence as our very being. So that if we're walking or talking or eating or sleeping, silence and the non-power of silence will be what we are. An open doorway for spirit to function itself. And this will become a continuous state of consciousness. It has to, because it is what we are. And we are becoming acquainted again with who we really are. Silence is your name, your hidden name. Trust it. It moves in a way you know not of. And none of us will really ever know how this works. But we will see by the effect that it does in fact reveal itself. and we shall be satisfied with that likeness. In all places and all times, any situation that confronts you, or any situation that excites you, remember this secret silence of the Most High. Remember the non-power approach of silence. Remember that the answer is closer than your breathing, nearer than your hands and feet. And drop all struggle. Cease ye from struggle. The silence is known when the human mind is at rest. Not when the human mind does not have a thought, but when the human mind is at rest, when there is no attempt to use this power. In that resting in the silence, this power uses you. Then shall ye be ordained to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to reveal eternal life. Then shall ye be my disciples. This is your inner secret, that you are a disciple of silence, and that you practice the non-power of silence. This is the way. I, the silence, am the way. Silence. It is I. Be not afraid. I go before you. I go with you. I am you. In the silence.